Great to be joined by Gary Cuck now. We're going to talk about Holly Forbes, first-team All-American for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. And Coach, she meant so much to your team, just provided you such a steady force all year long there in the post. And, you know, I know that when you originally recruited her, you thought maybe power forward, but with injuries or whatnot, she played center for you, wasn't near as tall as most of the people she played against, but was still a dominant force for you.
Oh, yeah, Holly, you know, I don't know about all that positioning stuff. You know, we kind of let them play to their position or try to convert them if they have a problem with a position, but Holly's just a special kid. I mean, I don't think it would have mattered where we put her because she worked so hard, and you know, that's one of the things she committed to Robert Morris, and that's one of the things that the coach at Robert Morris was watching on film. He said, you know, we'd like to play her to stretch four or four, and but the way she handles post defense, that are 6'3" and 6'1" and 6'2", you know, that we had to have her, he said. We had to get her because she worked so hard and she compete with any of them.
Yeah, and Robert Morris, a very good program in their own right. Went to the NCAA tournament this year. They were 22-11. You had a nice year in, with Holly leading you as well. Regular season second place in Region 16. And she makes some history, Coach. Not only your second first-team All-American ever in MAC history, but the only two-year All-American.
Yeah, you're correct, Chad. I'm so happy for her because she deserves everything she got. And at 5'10", a stretcher to 5'11", she always says, "Coach, I'm 5'11". You know, she just outworked people. She won sprints every day in our practices, always leading in everything. Still, right now, as we're doing postseason workouts, she wants to compete. She wants to get better, and she works at it, and she seeks it out. So we're very proud of her, and she deserves every accolade she gets. As far as this year's voting, she was like the highest voted. She's up there in the category, so I think there's going to be some more awards coming in for her, you know?
So in terms of maybe even National Player of the Year, huh?
Well, yeah, up there, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
the
great.
Big thing is that will probably hold that. I don't know. I don't know how it all works, but the big thing is we didn't go beyond our region, and that might thwart her a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
you were telling me, Coach, before we came on the air, that Robert Morris actually runs a system that is a little bit similar to what you guys run there at Mineral Area College, and I would certainly think that would help in the transition for her.
Yes, and I think that was one of the valuable reasons why she chose Robert Morris. She had all her visits lined up, but she only went to two, and that was the second one. And I think she really, really likes the head coach and the coaching staff and the players. And the way she explained it to me, and you'll probably talk to her, is that they're similar to us, you know, or we're similar to them, whichever way you want to take that. But, yeah, that should help her.
Coach Holly provided you a consistent scoring threat. She has a tremendous array of post moves, a tremendous rebounder as well, can pass the ball, actually led you in steals for a portion of the season as well in that center position. Coach, from her freshman to her sophomore year, she improved tremendously shooting free throws and was at least proficient from maybe 10 to 15 feet. Where do you feel like her, and you talked about it, the fact that she is always working so hard to improve, where's the next improvement come for her?
Well, it's going to be just playing with her face to the basket. Washburn wanted her to play out facing the basket, shooting threes. And I think Robert Morris is going to mix it up with her. I don't know specifically, and I think he's probably kind of a Dick Bennett disciple or a Tony Bennett disciple, where they're running that mover blocker motion offense. And Holly's been working in guard spots in our postseason workouts, so I think she wants to get better at handling the ball and shooting the ball, and she is. And you know, if there's one person that can get it, she'll get it.
I gotta ask.
I have a lot of faith in that.
Yeah.
You know, she's not talk. You know, she's work. She just doesn't talk about it like a lot of people do. She works at it.
I got to ask you, with you talk about, you know, Tony Bennett and Dick Bennett, and I talked to you just now after Virginia wins the national championship. You fashion your program after kind of the way that they do business with that pack line defense. I'm guessing that you were kind of a fan of Virginia winning the national championship.
Well, I was. The guy that guided me through a lot of it was sitting on that bench, and he coached at St. Louis U here before Rick Majerus came here, and then he went to Lindenwood University in St. Charles and coached there. And I had sat down with Soderbergh, Brad Soderbergh, for three sessions, about an hour and a half a session, on three Fridays in a row. I think maybe we skipped one Friday and then went to the next Friday. But it was three sessions with him and he was just so gracious of sitting down and explaining everything that they do when he was at St. Louis U. And then the next thing you know, he's the number one assistant for Tony Bennett at Virginia. So I had a real interest in that game. It was neat to see those guys and kind of what we do. We're a little sloppy compared to that stuff, but it's real similar.
Congratulations on your success this past year, and it's always very nice to see a good kid do well, and for Holly Forbes that's certainly the case. You get a lot of back for next year, and I think I'm already looking forward to the team next year as well. So
congrats to Holly. She deserves everything she gets, and I think she's gonna she's an adventurer. You know, a lot of people thought, oh, she's gonna stick close and they're a tight family and that kind of thing, and I'm just so happy that she's really using this opportunity to explore different avenues, and I think more people should do that. And it's just wonderful that she made that decision to go out east and get a great opportunity out there with a fine program. And as far as next year, I think this group can keep going and build on that. What we did this year, Holly was actually our only sophomore that really played, and we had those four freshman starters and came off the bench with one and a half more freshmen, so actually two. I'm really looking forward to it. And our girls, the seven that are coming back, are really working hard, and we put some good pieces to it.
Glad to hear. That's head coach Gary Cock for the Mineral Area College Cardinals joining us on Regional Radio.